Concerns about obesity and American children are hardly new. More than 50 years ago, President John F. Kennedy enlisted the help of Superman to encourage kids to get in shape. And the original art from the comic Superman's Mission for President Kennedy is now on view at the JFK Library. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more.
The President's Statement on Physical Fitness from the State Department Auditorium, Washington, D.C., July 19, 1961.
I think in recent years we have seen many evidences in the most advanced tests, comparative tests that have been made, that many of the boys and girls who live in other countries have moved ahead of younger people in this country in their ability to endure a long physical hardship in their physical fitness and in their strength.
Those findings clearly touched a nerve in President Kennedy. According to JFK Library and Museum Director Tom Putnam, he says the new president was serious about this nation's fitness.
President Kennedy, after he was elected, actually wrote an article in Sports Illustrated called The Soft American in December of 1960. He was a youthful, vigorous president, and he cared about the vigor, he said, vigor of America.
President Eisenhower had created a fitness council, but Putnam says the far more buff Kennedy really stepped up the game. JFK developed a national exercise program for schools and pushed young Americans to do their calisthenics, along with this Robert Preston song.
Touchdown, every morning. 10 times, not just now and then. Give that chicken fat back to the chicken, and don't be chicken again. No, don't be chicken again.
But Putnam says JFK pulled out the big guns by teaming with Superman to get his message out. White House Press Secretary Pierre Salinger worked with DC Comics writers and artist Al Plastino to draft Superman's Mission for President Kennedy. The plot kicks off with an avalanche in Switzerland. Superman arrives to save a group of European and American teens, but the Americans are, well, wimps. In the Oval Office, the disheartened president watches the news on TV, then calls Superman to the White House.
John F. Kennedy says, "We must show our youngsters that everyone has to keep fit." And Superman says, "I agree, Mr. President, and I'll do all I can to help close this muscle gap."
That's a clever reference to the missile gap between the U.S. and the Soviet Union at the time.
So it really fit President Kennedy's notion of a new frontier and kind of how to get the country moving again.
Superman issue number 168 was in production when President Kennedy was assassinated. DC Comics pulled the JFK story off the press, but as Putnam reads from issue 170's first page, President Lyndon Johnson later requested it to be published as a tribute to his predecessor.
So we dedicate to the memory of our late beloved president this plea for his physical fitness program, to which he was wholeheartedly devoted during his life.
Jack Kennedy was smart enough to tap into America's number one superhero, Superman, to help spread that message. And sadly, it only did that after his death, but it did do it.
Larry Tye, author of Superman, the high-flying history of America's most enduring hero, says comic books have always reflected our fantasy notions about heroes, and he explains how the Man of Steel has evolved to reflect the times.
When he was invented almost exactly 75 years ago, he was a butt-kicking New Deal liberal because that's what America needed in 1938. In the 40s, America was going to war, and Superman helped take us to war. In the 50s, we're unfortunately looking under every bed for a red, and so was Superman.
The last panel of the 1960s strip dictates, quote, "This artwork will be donated to the Kennedy Library." And Superman artist Al Plastino's family thought that had happened. His daughter Marianne Plastino Charles recalls her father illustrating the JFK comic 50 years ago in the garage of their house in New Jersey and says he was always incredibly proud of those drawings.
And the story that he always told when family was visiting was the story of the Kennedy art.
and how it was on display at the Kennedy Library. But it wasn't. In October, at New York Comic-Con, Plastino discovered the original renderings were actually at an auction house.
All 10 pages. After that, it was just us trying to get it back.
Plastino Charles says the auction house would not identify the private owner of the JFK Superman comic. Days before a hearing at the New York Supreme Court, DC Entertainment bought the Superman JFK comic back and donated it to the president's library. Plastino Charles calls today's opening bittersweet.
The good part is that it's actually going to be on display in the library. The bad part is that my dad passed away before he could see it happen.
Al Plastino died on November 25th. He drew Superman comics for 20 years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.